I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
Hussein, everyone!
Quickly become
magic.
One of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short, and you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
All right, what's up, everyone? It's Shakir Hussein here, and I am excited to shoot this podcast. This one is on why you must be attending live events. Okay, as you know, my company, wealthacademy.com, shameless plug, but what the heck. I hope you these messages resonate with you. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the podcast. If you have been a listener of the Shakir Hussein Show, I really greatly, deeply appreciate you so much. You know, I take the time out from my day to record these podcasts, so be sure to make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the iTunes channel. Comment on it, share on it, leave me a review. Let me know how I can serve you, help you grow. And one of the ways we help people grow and why it's so important for you to attend a live event is because, well, I'll give you several reasons. And one of the biggest reasons is you finally get outside your comfort zone. A lot of the times when you are in a live event, you're not stuck behind your computer. You're out there, you're learning, you're experiencing. We do 3-day signature programs. You can learn more at wealthacademy.com/events. But what we do, these live events where we empower people, we educate them, we show them what's working, and we give people a chance to get behind from the computer and start coming out, so you can meet like-minded people, so you can go out and connect with people that are also on the same wavelength. You know, my first live event back was November 2009. I'm sitting in the basement of my dad's friend's estate agent. Okay, it's in Brick Lane in the streets of East London. And here I am. I get this email from these two guys from New York called Jay and Aaron. And there's one of the things inside the email said, rub shoulders with millionaires. And at the time, I was this young punk kid, morbidly obese, didn't have a lot of confidence, didn't have a lot of money. And I said to myself, I don't even know what internet millionaires look like. It would be really cool. I am so sold on going. However, there was a little challenge. I didn't have any money. Okay, so I called up my best friend. I remember calling up my best friend, telling him I need £1,500, which is about $2,000. He thought I was crazy. My friends and family thought I was crazy. But I made the decision to get the tickets, fly all the way to Las Vegas. I stayed in Paris Hotel. And I remember walking up to the lady behind the desk. And I went up to her, and the first thing I said to her is, hey, you know, I need to book a room. What's the cheapest room you have available here? And I remember she literally gave me a room right next to the elevator, and it was okay for me because I couldn't get to sleep because I was so damn excited as to what this event was about. That one event single-handedly changed my life, because reason number two why you need to attend live events is you go and meet successful people. Often you meet speakers, you meet people that are in the grind, you meet people that are making magic happen. And for me, I went out and I met all these millionaires. I met some millionaires that were in the mid-20s. I also met people who are amazingly successful, and I just knew it. I just knew I was going to be on stage one day. And I made a commitment. I came back super hungry, super ambitious, super driven and focused. And guess what? After attending the second event, I was actually on stage in front of 1,000 people. In that event, David Buck, the New York Times bestseller, Simon Sinek, the TED speaking legend, so many other big name marketers were on stage, Mike Dillard and a few others, I think. And honestly, that one event, the second event, also transformed my life, because I thought, you know what, I want to start hosting live events. I want to start doing seminars, teaching other people. Another thing is, when you are at live events, you're able to, and this is one of the best things that you can get, one of the things that you can create by going to live events is the fact that you can take pictures with all these top earners. So why you want to take pictures, why you want to make videos, why you want to create all of these things? because of two words: digital assets. Okay, you want to become a master at creating digital assets. You want to be a master at taking pictures, interviewing top earners. I mean, I can't even explain the monetary number and the figure that I've put, or I can pull, and I really can't. It's definitely going to be in the multiple seven figures just by leveraging the right pictures, the right stories. I mean, every single event that I go to, I make sure that I go and connect with the speakers. I went and built friendships that have lasted for literally years and years and years, and some of my best friends are still my best friends because I attended live events, I took pictures, I got to know people, I discovered how I can add value to their lives. And you know, now I look back, and when people that who are new starting out online and they want to start making money and they want to, you know, grow themselves and they want to develop themselves and they want to become successful in the online marketing space, I always recommend, listen, go and find some of the biggest live events. They don't even have to be big. I host intimate live events all over the world. Come to one of mine, or go to one of the ones that Ryan Dice puts on at Digital Marketer, the Traffic and Conversion Summit, or Russell Brunson's one, or Grant Cardone's one, or whatever the case is. Go and attend events. And if you don't have the money, you know, I always say go find the money. And if you can't find the money, then go and start going to meetups and you know, the free events that are hosted in your local area. Because trust me, if you go and literally Google free live events, you know, you're gonna find a lot of events that are being hosted in your live in your area, in your country, in your state, in your city, that you can essentially go and learn from amazing people. And sometimes you can go and learn for free. Okay, how cool is that? I remember one of my first live events that I went to was by a guy called T. Harv Eker. It was 3-day event on the event was called Millionaire Mind Intensive. He doesn't do it anymore, but he has speakers that do it. And in that event, he talks about the mindset that you want to have when you, if you want to become a millionaire, you know. And one of the first things I learned from that is you essentially become who you hang around with. So guess what? All of the people that I consciously surround myself with have high energy, are positive minded, are success orientated. And if I don't by any chance be able to go and meet these people or my friends, then I simply listen to Tony Robbins. But I feed my mind daily. This is something that you want to be doing, okay? Because if you see every single speaker, every single person who's successful, they're on stage, they're winning awards, people that you look up to in the marketing industry, in the business industry, let me tell you one thing that's common amongst every single one of them. They are deep into personal development. They develop themselves every single day. No matter what happens, if I've had a good day, if I've had a bad day, whatever happens, I make sure I make time to listen to podcasts, okay? Podcasts like this. And sometimes I listen to the same podcast over and over again. If you feel like a message is not resonating, or a message does resonate, doesn't matter. Listen to the damn thing. Listen to these audios. Go and download them. Rip them up, put them into your MP3. I don't care, as long as it helps you. Stick them onto your MP3. Listen to them daily, because you become who you surround yourself with. Okay, if you want to become a millionaire, guess what? You surround yourself with a millionaire. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm just about to finish driving. Also, I've released my new book, BackpackMillionaire.com. Go grab your free copy right now. And if you want to attend one of our next live events, just head over to wealthacademy.com/events. And I look forward to hearing about your success very soon. Remember, you're just one event away from creating your dream life. So go ahead. Shakir Hussain, listeners, I appreciate you very much. And I will speak to you guys very soon. Bye for now. Alright, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.